are tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Wow, we got some huge news, guys. Huge news from sports media. Sports Illustrated is done. The finish. Pretty much, guys, everybody involved with Sports Illustrated has now been fired. Now, the writing was on the wall for this, okay? I believe that Front Office Sports actually was the first one to drop this news that Sports Illustrated is done. And we know that physical media is really kind of a thing of the past. I believe they were actually going kind of digital as well. But I'm also going to bring in another part of the demise of Sports Illustrated. If you guys remember Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, remember that? You actually used to have beautiful women on the cover of these magazines, you know, in addition to, you know, the regular Sports Illustrated, where they would actually have sports teams, Michael Jordan, all these other people on the cover. We are so far removed from those days, guys, because wokeness has taken out Sports Illustrated. It's not coming back. You know what? It shouldn't come back. What we have seen from Sports Illustrated the past few years or so let you know, yeah, this company was done. They are done. And we got the news over here on OutKick, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday. Just starts at $5 per month. Click that join button, guys. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Right here, guys, on OutKick, Sports Illustrated publisher reportedly laying off majority of staff as tributes for once iconic magazine flood social media. Yeah, guys, this is the death knell here for Sports Illustrated. It's done. It's not coming back. And they did release a statement here and pretty much said that pretty much everybody has been fired. So right here, it says January 19th could be the day that marked the end of Sports Illustrated, as most, if not all, of its staff receive layoff notices on Friday. The man set to this comes after Authentic, the licensing group that owns Sports Illustrated, terminated the licensing deal it had with Arena to publish SI in print and digital. So when it comes to digital, they weren't even successful at that. The reasoning behind the termination of the licensing agreement reportedly stems from a recently missed payment. According to Front Office Sports, just 3 weeks ago, Arena missed a $2.8 million payment to Authentic that, quote, breached the company's licensing deal. The termination comes less than 2 months after it was alleged that SI was publishing articles using AI. Why am I not surprised by this, guys? We're seeing AI everywhere. Everywhere. I mean, this AI thing really has gotten out of hand. It really has. The Arena Group, formerly known as Maven, paid Authentic $45 million up front as part of what was a 10-year licensing agreement that began in May 2019. Arena reportedly fired more than 100 employees of its own on Thursday. Richard Dietz of The Athletic obtained the email that Sports Illustrated staffers received on Friday, which stated, "We will be laying off staff that work on the SI brand," noting Authentic's move to terminate the license with Arena. So this is what SI staffers actually receive here. So let's go and read this. It says, on Thursday, January 18th, we were notified by Authentic Brands Group, ABG, that the license under which the Arena Group operates the Sports Illustrated brand and SI-related properties has been officially revoked by ABG. As a result of this license revocation, we will be laying off staff that work on the SI brand. All impacted employees will receive severance pay and will be entitled to any warn or notice period outlined in the union agreement, some employees will be terminated immediately and paid in lieu of the applicable notice period under the MOA. Employees with a last working day of today will be contacted by the people team soon. Other employees will be expected to work throughout the end of the notice period and will receive additional information shortly. We appreciate the work and efforts of everyone who has contributed to the SI brand and business. Yeah, they're done. They are absolutely done. And right down here, it goes on. It says the SI Gil Tutuets and shared a statement. And they said this earlier today, the workers of SI were notified that the Arena Group is planning to lay off a significant number, possibly all of the Gil representative workers at SI, a result of ABG revoking Arena's license to publish SI. Man, this thing has been around a long time, man. Look at this here. Scott Van Pelt put this out. This is the Washington Redskins right there. Yes, the Redskins. I believe this is when they actually won the Super Bowl right there. Also, Michael Jordan here. 80s and 90s here on the cover of SI. Man, those were the days right there. I mean, you can even go back 2003. They got LeBron James on there. Looks like when he also won a title in Cleveland right there as well. Yeah, this thing is dead. Completely dead. We went from, these kind of moments to this right here. This is what SI did in 2021. They put a model and an activist, a transgender, on the cover. A Sports Illustrated. Yeah. Lena Bloom. This is a biological male. And trust me, there is no money in this kind of stuff. Nobody's going to be buying this. But oh no, they couldn't stop there. Remember this here? This is 2023, year ago. This is Kim Petras right here. Breaking barriers, right? Another male identifying as a woman on the cover. There's no money in this. This right here had to be the death blow to Sports Illustrated. They couldn't get out of their own ways. Maybe they were more concerned about the ESG scores. And guess what? The people said, nah, we're not buying this stuff. We're done with Sports Illustrated. Because really, guys, when was the last time Sports Illustrated was really about sports? It seems like they gave that up a long time ago to Virtue Signal for wokeness. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.